From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The White Bay Area Rapid Transit police officer accused of shooting an unarmed black man has been handed a 2-year prison sentence. Officials say Johannes Messerly was given credit for 292 days of time already served in county jails as he awaited trial in the case. Messerly, who is 28, had claimed at the time of the shooting he believed he was reaching for his taser rather than for his weapon when he shot and killed Oscar Grant in the early hours of New Year's Day of 2009. Grainy video footage captured by witnesses showed Messerly firing one round into Grant's back while he was on the ground. The Labor Department says employers added more jobs in October than at any time in nearly half a year. NPR's Scott Newman has more.
151,000 jobs were added last month, more than many economists had expected. The Labor Department also says more jobs were added in August and September than at first thought. But the unemployment rate, measured in a separate survey, remains unchanged at a stubbornly high 9.6%. But Brian Westbury, chief economist at First Trust in Chicago, is optimistic that October's numbers are more than a fleeting blip.
We've hired temporary workers. We're lengthening the work week. We've done everything we can. And it's now kind of reached the point where the payroll numbers are going to have to start increasing if the economy continues to grow.
A few jobs were added in construction last month, but most of the gains came in the health and education sectors. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
Speculation about House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's next move ended today, 3 days after she and fellow Democrats lost control of the House. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the first woman ever to serve as Speaker says she wants to be the next House Minority Leader.
In a defiant letter sent to fellow House Democrats today, Speaker Pelosi says she has decided to run to be their leader after Republicans take control in January. Citing a list of what she called great achievements under her speakership, Pelosi declared she had no intention of allowing them to be rolled back. Pelosi's decision to try to stay on as her party's leader in the House is unusual. Her GOP predecessor as Speaker, Dennis Hastert, left Congress altogether after his party lost power 4 years ago. At least half a dozen House Democrats have publicly vowed they won't vote for Pelosi, who was portrayed in GOP campaign ads as a liberal, out-of-control spendthrift. But many moderate Democrats who might have opposed Pelosi's leadership bid lost their seats on Tuesday to Republicans. David Wellner, NPR News. The Capitol.
Unofficial results are now declaring a winner in the disputed race for Connecticut governor. Democrat Dan Miller appearing to have edged out Republican Tom Foley by just over 5,600 votes. Earlier today, Foley said he wants to look more closely at the results.
We need to understand whether or not when we get to the bottom of these things, whether or not they would change the outcome of the race. And until we do, we're not going to be making any decisions here.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Cuban authorities are investigating a plane crash that killed all 68 people aboard a state-owned commercial flight. As Nick Miroff reports from Havana, that plane went down last night.
Aero-Caribbean Flight 883 was en route from Santiago de Cuba to Havana when it crashed in a mountainous area of the Sancti Spiritus province in central Cuba. The twin turboprop plane was a European-made ATR, but there's been no information on the age of the aircraft. Cuban authorities say they've opened an investigation into the cause of the crash. Pilots sent out a distress signal just before the plane went down, and local witnesses reported seeing the aircraft make several abrupt movements as it fell. The 68 dead include 28 foreigners from 10 different countries. There were no Americans aboard. For NPR News, I'm Nick Miroff in Havana.
The owner of a Chicago-area strip club who admitted to stashing $12 million away in bags and cardboard boxes without declaring it his income has pleaded guilty to filing a false tax return and obstructing the IRS. 63-year-old Michael Wellick entered that plea today before a federal judge. Prosecutors maintain that Wellick, the owner of the strip clubs, failed to pay income taxes for decades, though his clubs were profitable. He received $12 million in cash from a warehouse in 2003. Hurricane Tomas is dumping rain on parts of earthquake-ravaged Haiti, forcing some of those who have been living in tarp cities since January to find higher ground. In the country's capital, however, some were refusing to leave their belongings or simply staying put because they have nowhere else to go. That hurricane, packing winds of 85 miles an hour, was battering the western tip of Haiti today and heading north-northwest. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
Support for